נפתח דף חסם בייס על פשיטה. פשיטה לא חליקח בינס לבויס. In other words, the Likeach sold the Bainus and Zibuyas to another Likeach, to his second Likeach. The Shia Idias Lifonov, but the Idias he didn't sell to his second Likeach. So then is a Pshites, Leise Kule Veligre Midas. So then everybody can be gave it from the first Likeach. A first Likeach. The Achreini, in other words, this refers to the case where the first Likeach, when he bought from the Levi, or from the Mazik, from the Baal, you know. So he bought the Idias at the end. So since he bought the Idias at the end, so Mele, when the Bainus and Zibuyas had been sold already by the Leve to the first Likeach, and the Idias had still remained the possession of the Leve, of the Mazik, of the Baal, at that time, it acquired the Shem of Nechosin Nechir. So Mele, the Shibut concentrated at that time on the Idias. So even though later on, a month later, he sold the Idias too, it seems for 1 month the Idias had the deed of the Chosin Echeri, so nearly everybody acquired the right to be given from the Idias instead of Aloche of the Infroin Chosin Shibotim, the Mokim Shiesh Chosin Echeri. So here too, Mocha Likeach, the Likeach bought from the Levi, from the Mazik, from the Baal. He bought Bainus and Zibuyas and Idias. And Idias was the last field that was sold by the Levi to Likeach. Vishiedis Lifonov. And then, in other words, at first the Levi sold to the Likeach Bainus, Zibuyas and Idias. But the Idias was the last sodi that the Levi sold to the Likeach. Then the Likeach Rishon sold the first two sodis that he bought first to the Likeach Sheni. And the Idias that he bought at the end, he left with him. So then they all want to be gave. So then everyone can be gave from the Idias that originally was the last sodi to be sold by the Levi, the Mazik, the Baal, to the Likeach, and this remained in the possession of the first Likeach. Some mele, they can all be gave from the Idias. Leise kule veligre midias, da achreinoi, ubeines viziburies, les naigabe, di motzal mimale, gvu, mi beines viziburies, loi nichale bitakante de rabbonon. In other words, suppose the Likeach Rishon had not sold the beines and ziburies to Likeach Sheni. In other words, he bought Bainus, Zibuyas, Idias, and Idias was the last sodi that he bought from the Levi, and he retained possession of all three sodis. Then when they come to be gave, so then the Likeach can say, no, if you itakonis chachomim, after all that's only itakonis chachomim, leitivosi, some mele, I don't want that itakonis chachomim. But in this case, where he sold the Bainus and Zibuyas and he left the Idias before him, So Meili couldn't avail himself of that right. Leise kula liga media is dachayni. Ubin in the boy is less than a baby, the Muslim in Malay. Gwun bin in the bill is like Nicho is a kind of rabbin. Ava vocha vidyes, but suppose the Likei Achish, who bought the idyes from the Levi, the lesser, and then he sold it to Likei Achshini, the idyes, Vishia bin in the boy is my. So, and he left the business and the boyes, the business and the boyes with himself, but he sold the idiots to the Likei Achshini. So the Abayel Meimar also called the government idiots, because this was the last Sunday that the Likei Achshini, the Likei Achshini, bought from the Levi, some in Meile. Some may they can, they all can be gave from the Likeach Sheini. That's what Abaye said. So Abaye may also go to me, yes. Omri Rove, Mamo Harishin Sheini, calls Husha Tovel Yode. So the Likei, some may lay, Vichidin di Rosu, so Likeach Sheini is all the Shusin of the Likeach Rish. So maybe, suppose he hadn't, the Likei Achrishin had not sold the idiot to the Likei Achrishin, then, and they would all try to collect from the idiots, from the Likei Achrishin, so the Likei Achrishin could say, if you take on his Chachomim, so maybe the Likei Achrishin has the same right. So, Amalei Rove, Mamma Harishin Shinkos Yode, the Hin Dilosa Gabla Kirishin, was Agwin Binis Boyes, Vafal Peter Hizavna Binis Boyes, Akati is Mechiru, and from Hosbono called Randik Mechirin, but he still could say, was someone in Nichol with a county that are born by the Kone, the Kirshini, Namemosomale, Gvin Binis is Boyes, Tichizom Likei Achshini, עדיין תדחול שחוס את העבולרי שמתגבו זו מה לעשות הרעש פשיטה בנחוס מוכל לקייח שלא כך אידיאס באחרינו בין יש לזיפור יש וישי אידיאס לפנו ואחרינו ושיגבוד עלי רמי ובין נסולס להשתי כמוס למים עקבים מיהם ולא נניח לביתקנות מאי מי אשלים עם כולי בסו לקי הפייס שהיו לו קשה בדי ולקי אחי שמול גוב לדום הבינה בזכן את הרבונן וידי את זהר בסחרירים פשתי לקבוץ הראשיים לאיש שלוחם חישון לשני לקי אחי שמול לקי אחי שני כל שחושת הולויות היפכים בי אבי ידי את גב לקי אחי שמול המגרים בינס בהי תיינה דאמורון יפי דקונס חכומים השתנאמה אומר לקי אחי שני Zilli Rab Keachrishin Ugvu Beinus. Now let's see the thesis. No, he didn't. There is no thesis. Omar Rove. Ruvein Shemocha Kol Sodeis of Lishimen. Yohach Shimen Umocha Sodeachas Leleiv. So Ruvein was the lady. And he sold all his sodas to Shimon. Then Shimon sold one soda to Likei Achshini, to Levi. Ubov al chayte Ruvein. So Rotsum is there gave, Rotsum is there gave. So in other words, he can be given from either Likei Achrishin or Likei Achshini. Umocha soda achas Levi. Vahi soda, bein nesav, v'lo ishi Shimon, Bainness as well. The Hochum is first like a maid. So the male, so the Balchev, the Ruven can be given from either one. Here's the choice. Because it is Mishubet to him. The Loya Moron, Elo Dizovan Bainness. When do we say the Balchiv de Ruvain can be given from Shimon and can be given from Levi? So, if he sold the business, Shimon sold to Levi the sort of business. Avol Zovan Idis Vizibur Yeslo. But suppose Shimon sold the Idis Vizibur Yes to Levi, then he cannot be given from the idiots from Levi. The Omalei Lehocha Daike Vizavni Idiots Vizibuyes Ayud Lechazeloch El Lechazeloch. So then he cannot be gave from Levi. Vafilus of the Benes, and even in the case where Shimon sold to Levi this of the Benes, so then this Rotsmizegeve, so it's only Leamoron Lishia Benes the Chavos. In other words, that he didn't leave his other business with himself, Shimon. Limotza omalei nachtiloch mokei ligris imenu. It's really, Sotis points out, it doesn't mean nachtiloch mokei ligris imenu, but it means mamoch alishon lisheni kol schusha tobo yode. Avon shia benis dikavosi gabi Shimon, even though he sold the soda to his business to Levi, the government, the Motzal Meimalei, Enachti Mokin Ligrisimen. In other words, because Mamoch Alishon Lisheini calls Chushit Al Yod. Now let's see Rashi. Umochal Sodachas Leiv, Vayi Sod Ben Yisav, Vilishi Hashem Ben Ben Yisetzle, Dochem Fazle Kamei, Rotsom Leivi Geive Yisi Sodi, Domali Shibudi Shakal, Rotsom Yishimen, Rotsom Yishimen Geive Yisi Boyes, Dobre yad bald vorm di diad di shakalt kule nirse di rufen vlo ya moren di gimme leivi ali zoman leivi beinen is di och daike di dag di viko but if he sold to leivi idies in di boyes so then he couldn't be gave from leivi lo och daike because leivi can say I purposely bought something that is not true for you. Lochadaiki didakti. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. Rotsami detefis. Rotsami zegeve. Rotsami zegeve. Vahogadam nuningim. Rotsami zegeve. Mokishin. Rotsami zegeve. Afilin zibuyes. Shane. Some mele. The cash of tefis is. How could it be gave from Levi after all? The soda that is in the possession of Shimon should be considered a chos mecherim. So Teis gives a very simple teretz. Shana hocha dikul mishabarim. When do we say that one soda has a din of the chos mecherim if at a certain time it remained in the possession of the Levi, in the possession of the mazik, in the possession of the baal? But here, one soda remained in the possession of the lekeach. He's not the one who owes anybody anything, the Likeyach. Some mele, it's not considered Nechosim Necherin. Everything is Nechosim Shabbat. Avol Zovan Eides, Vizibur, yes, then the Balchei de Ruvn cannot collect from Levi. Because, why? Because the Kisil Hochet I came. Niredai Reshapir, Afilu Di Shabbat Beninez. Even if he shoved bayonets, so he couldn't collect from Levi. Mikol moke, hutzrach taime, so, di lehoche, tarach uzvine are lechose loch, glimot somale nacht loch mokim, ligris menu, ki di omer somuch, gabi, shoved bayonets di kavose, di shemo balcheiv, eiv zibur yestvemi bayonets. So in other words, what does this say? Not like the Rosh. That's what the Goyen points out. The Rosh says that the Baal Chayiv cannot say if the Baal Chayiv Uval Kochor Shal Shimon Yishem Baal Chayiv if the boy is famous bainless Uval Kochor Shal Shimon Ho Yochel Likach Tvei Pote Kedam Minu Lil Domar Im Kein Alto Dalet Rop. So in other words, but the Rosh Shita is that if the the Baal Chayv wants to be gave as a boy, he's entitled to bainus. But suppose the Baal Chayv says, I like the Zibonis. So the Rosh says that the Levi can tell him, you like Zibonis, I also like Zibonis. You're right, it's only bainus. You like it, so I also like it. But over there, the Gemara says he cannot say it because the Levi offered him to give him the Zibonis. So that means that it's not true that he prefers the Zibonis for himself, because he's willing to give it as long as he'll be able to make a profit. So in other words, he's not genuine. But as long as he didn't, as there is no proof that he's not genuine, so the Levi can say, the Rosh says, I'm not going to give you Zibonis, because your right is for bainus. But Teisves is chelik here on the Rosh. Not only Teisves, chelik, all the Rishonim are chelik. The Rosh is the only one. This is what the Goyim points out. Nichta bitzad v'raj. No, I'm sorry. Os beis. Nichta bitzad v'chein das haraj. Bo, usho post, all the Rishonim. I agree with Teisves. In other words, v'rosh chelik also. In other words, there is a machlekes between all the Rishonim and the Rosh. According to the Rosh, there is a chiddush that if the Baal Chayv wants to collect Zibonis, then the Levi must give him Zibonis. The Rosh is the only one that's chiddush. He says only when there is a raya that he's not interested in keeping the Zibonis for himself. But if there is no raya, as let's say in that case, when he offered to give him kiyukad al kamei, so we see that he's not genuine, he's just trying, you know, to make a gain. But if there is no proof that he is not interested in keeping this zibuyos for himself, then he can say, yes, it's chus, I like the zibuyos. There's a Roshi, but Teisves and Rashbo, so, and all the Rishonim are chelik on the Roshi. Uval kocho shel shimen, ho yokach likach tvei pote, kedamri liil, deomar im kein alto dolf lov, vli yistrich li taini dil hoche tarche, vizavne arad li chozloch, el mishum zoven zibuyes, avo mishum zoven idies, Shia Zibonis, Subainus, Luistrich, Tichmoy Shoyoshine Yochlitrise, a Subainus, Zibonis, Gamlevi Yochlitrise, the Mamochel Vishin Shane Kosulia. Mosso Omalay, Hinachel of Mokem Leaves, Loved Afkikoma, Holishly, Lishayakleme Mahoche, Elgabi Bailin, Viloi Gabili Kiachish. Because in Nachlach Mokin Likvis Imenu means a Nefroi Nechosim Mishibodim Mokshiyos Nachirim. That's only Bailin. But so it's Nechosim Nechirim. But like Abu Kiyahrishni, it's not Nechosim Nechirim anyway. Like Abu Bailin, the Luig Abu Kiyahrish, the Ika Taimel Havel Mishum Mamocha Vish Lishini Koskus, Vuo Yocholit Chayisi Lubeni Sachiti. Alright, now it's a very difficult subject now. Omar Abai, Ruvein Shemocha Soda Lishimen Bachayas. Very complicated subject. We also Balchid Ruvein Vitorach Mishimen. Suppose Ruvein sold the Sode to Shimon Bachais. Achais means, in case it's taken away from him, so Ruvein has to reimburse and the money that Shimon paid. We also Balchiv de Ruvein. Then the Balchiv de Ruvein came, Vitoraf Mishim. Dinehu, the Ozo Ruvein, Mishtoy Dine Bade. So then he can become a contestant. And then the Baal Chayv cannot say, well, you are a strange person. I don't want you to litigate with me, because I'm not trying to collect from you a penny. I'm trying to collect from your likeach. So it's none of your business to participate in that litigation. Because he can tell him, never mind, it's none of my business. It is my business. I am Baldovo. So the Oslo Bachay the Ruvein, the Torah Mishimen Dini with the Oslo Ruvein, Mishtoy Binade, Vlimotzomel Lavaldvorn Didiat. Lavaldvorn Didiat means the American expression. It's none of your business. He cannot tell him that. The Omale, it is my business. E Mafkes Mine Olaiha the Rim is not my business. You are collecting from my Likeach. So then the next day or the same day the Likeach will come to me and ask me, so I'm involved. It's my business. So I'm entitled to be a Baldi. So the first lashon of Abaye was only if Ruvein was more chasod l'Shimon b'chayis, then the Baal Chayiv and the Baal Chayiv came to collect from Shimon, Baal Chayiv to Ruvein. So then Ruvein has a right to become a party, a contestant in the Torah, because it's his business. He's an interested party himself. But suppose Ruvein was more chasod l'Shimon Shaloi b'achayis. So, and then Baal Chayiv, Shaloi b'achayis means that in case Baal Chayiv collects it from Likeach, then he's not responsible. The Mecher is not Mechuyev to reimburse Shimon, you know, for the money that Shimon gave to Ruvein. So Meili is not an interested part. So then according to the first lashon of Abaye, so if Ruvein wants to become a Baldovo, so then the Baal Chayiv, the Ruvein, can tell Shimon, it's none of your business. What will you lose? According to the first lashon. Then the second lashon is Ike di Amre Afilu Shaloi Bachayisna, that even Shaloi Bachayis, even the case where Ruvein was Necher Yitzhodel Yishimen, Shaloi Bachayis, so in case the Baal Chayiv of Ruvein takes away the Sode from Shimon, Ruvein will not be legally responsible to Shimon to reimburse him, but he still has a right to become a Baldov. And the Baal Chayiv, the Ruvein cannot say to Ruvein, it's none of your business, because he can say, it is my business. Why is it your business? After all, he will not have to pay. I'll not have to pay, but Shimon will be angry at me. He'll have a grievance against him. Now, I once heard many, many years ago from another Mgadol, that Rabbi Sol Salanta said, from this Gemara it's a raya that one is not allowed to have times against the Machash. You know, there are certain people who have times. Let's say, suppose somebody marries Ofidor and then invites 500 people to the wedding. And then there's one person in town, and I was involved in these things. People came to complain against their friends. He said, whenever I had a simcha, I always invited Mr. So-and-so. Now for the five simchas, I married off five children, and I always invited Mr. So-and-so, Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so. Now Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so, for the first time, had a bar mitzvah, married off a child, and they didn't invite me. Such a chutzpah. So what should I do about it? I should rebuke them. So, in other words, is he mechuyev to invite? All right, it's not the nicest thing in the world. A person has to act like a mensch, but he's not obligated to invite. A person has the right to invite whomever he wants to invite. Leila. Some mele, Rabbi Sol Salanta said that he just had to have times. What kind of a nisan? And the Raya is from this Gemara, because here, since he becomes the Baldova, on the count of the fact that if he will not become a Baldova, so then, even though he will not have to reimburse Shimon for the money that he gave him for the Sodi, but Shimon will have a time against him, so what? If it's over, if it's muta to have tainess against a certain person, so why could he become baldova? So it's a raya that, generally speaking, it's awesome. But in this case, it's muta, because if we'll say that a person has a right to have tainess against another person, you know, there are certain people who always complain, why, even if he didn't, there are many people who never invited Mr. So-and-so for their simchas, but they expect to be invited. I mean, they are different. So Mele, in such a case, he has no right to have tainess. So if he has no right to have tainess, so Mele, he cannot become baldova. Why doesn't he have a right? So that's what mentioned in the Sosalanta. What kind of a nisar is there to have tainess? What kind of nisar is there to have tainess? So the Sosalanta said, we after rachat mech. In other words, it's because one does not have a right to have a tainess. To have a tainess without, you know, a cause, because of after rachat mech. It comes with the so without, because a person wouldn't appreciate when another person would have tainess when he has no cause. So some melee, but in this case, since there won't be any such to have tainess, because here he has a real reason after all, if the Baal Chiv of Reuven takes away the Sodeh from Shimon, and Reuven is not mechuyev to reimburse him, but still heavy cause to complain. After all, he caused him damage. Oh, I did not mechuyev. But some mele, he becomes baldova. Now I have no doubts that it's certainly also to have complaints without a cause. There are certain people, and this is not only from Rabbi Yehuda. It appears that it's not just a question of after Rahamech. Rabbi Yehuda in Shari Tshuva mentions the various categories of Lashon Hara. So there are Lashon Hara, there is an Isra of Lashon Hara, which is very humble. And then there is a kind of Lashon Hara that is not so humble. So the lowest degree of Lashon Hara, where it's the slightest avere, is nargamut. Nargamut, what does nargamut mean? Nargon is a person who likes to complain. Whether you're doing me wrong, it's natural for a person to complain against another person if the other person did wrong to you. It's natural for a person to complain against another person if the other person could have helped him get a job and he didn't help. It's very natural. I would also feel aggrieved if he can help me. Why shouldn't he help me? But that's not in Argon. In Argon is that when a person, as I get tainess, a person marries off a child and he's not mechuyev and the way by way of Hakoras Teve to invite, let's say, Mr. So-and-so, because Mr. So-and-so has never invited him, but he expects, all right, I don't invite him, but I'm different. That's Naganut. So that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, involves Mr. Lashon Hara. Because Rabbi Yehuda, he mentions, it's very remarkable, in Rabbi Yehuda, he mentions the various categories of Lashon Hara. He mentions Nibul Peh also. What is Nibul Peh to do with Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara, we usually understand when you talk against a person. But Nibul Peh, You just talk indecent talk. You don't talk against anybody. Why is that Lashna? So it goes without saying that if it, the Gemara says in Suves, Kornabel Steve, Afel Nixar Vine, Shibin Shomel Vitevo, Chasvi Shomel, it's Nepach Vero. So it's a terrible Aver, terrible Aver. Where is the Aver? So the Mesilas Yishorim says, there's a lot of Aloha in Mesilas Yishorim. Mesilas Yishorim, I think it's the Shah and Kiyos, he says. So he says, because the Yerushalmi, So Yerushalmi says, so Elvas Dibo. So the Mesilas Yishorim explains that Yerushalmi, it means it's an Azore against indecent talk. That's Elvas Dibo. But the Goyen explains the Yerushalmi differently. Not Elvas Dibo. Indecent talk like Nibble Pay. But it means in other words, you're not allowed to be mafsik. So Elvas Dibo. In other words, you're not allowed to be mispalel when there is you're not allowed to be mafsik in the tzichat filo and bisich. It's a hatfilah for to anybody. So, but according to Mr. Yishalim Pshat, so the Pshat in Yerushalmi means there is a special azor against the people. Then some of the Achreinim, they say that according to the Ramban and Chumash, there is no real azor against the Mupe, but it comes with the Ingdeishim Tir. So, as the Ramban says, we shouldn't be in novel Bishus HaTorah. And that's a very strange cheating, because if it's only an inner of novel Bishus HaTorah, the Chazal didn't say, after the Nixal of Shivim Shonim, Litevoi Nefach Leroam. It's not Chayach to say it. So that's a very difficult cheating. But the Ramban says that Rosh Nikio comes within Yeshach novel Bishus HaTorah. There's a difference between bupe, which is means pornographic talk, indecent talk, and not lashonikia. You know, certain people, they don't chasvi sholem, use indecent talk, but they are not makpid, you know, in talking in a refined way. So that's what the Ramban means. In other words, not talking. To talk in an unrefined way, even to say that's none of your business. Is that nibupe? That's mind your own business. That's the most current expression in America. Mind your own business. So it's not nibupe, but it's not the most refined expression to say mind your own business. So, but Nibble Pei, according to Rabbi Yene, Nibble Pei comes within the Issa of Hashanah. Now the question is, what Issa of Hashanah does it come? So, certainly does not come, Nibble Pei couldn't come within the love of the Sidi Chochob Amech. The usual Azoref against Hashanah is the love of the Sidi Chochob Amech. Could we say if somebody talks Nibble Pei, he's not a Rochel Bamecho. He doesn't talk against anybody. He just talks, indecent talk. He's evil as a Rochel Bamecho. But there are two Azores, two love on Lashnor. One is Lusele Rochel Bamecho. That Lashnor applies when you talk against the Jew. Lusele Rochel Bamecho. Against the Jew. But the Gemara in Erech says that the Avera of the Meraglim was Lashnor. So did they talk against the Jews? They talked against the Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara in Erech says, Tal v'chemer, Ma Meraglim shele hitziu dibo al hitzim v'avonim against the Eretz Yisrael, so ame hitzi dibo al echad v'Yisrael achas kamlech. But How could the Meraglim be either the lab of Lisele Chochel Mamech? They didn't. They didn't talk in Lashnora against any Jews. They talked Lashnora against the Asishor. Eretz Echeles Yishvel. But there is another lab against Lashnora. Loisis Hashem Ashov. So the Gemara in Psochim, Daf Kuf Tchai says, Azore Lemisata Lashnora, Mikabel Lashnora, in Meidi Dishaka. Meidi Dishaka. So this, here it doesn't say, Loiselich Rochel Bamech. As a matter of fact, what does it mention? It says, Loisis Hashem Ashov. And this lab is Nichlal and Nisa. Against Misapa Lashnore, Mikaba Lashnore, and Meide Risheka. Now, why do we have to have another lav against Meide Risheka? That's the lav Maser Sadivas. The answer is, suppose if Eidim, let's say, testify falsely in Besdin against the Eidim, so then the Ariva Lissana Beracho, a Shekia. But suppose Eidim testify the Shekia in Kiddush HaChedesh. When they say we saw the Livone, and they didn't see the Livone. So, how the Ariva Lissana Beracho, a Shekia. They didn't testify anything against any person. But of course, it could be a terrible Aveya. What love would they Aveya? Which is Hashem Hashem. Because here in the Sishin Hashem, it doesn't say Bamecho. It doesn't say the same thing if somebody, let's say, will testify falsely in court, whether against the Goy or against the Jew, he will not be able to laugh with the son of the Racho Echeke. That's only in Bez, not in court. Even if he'll testify in court against the Jew, he'll not be able to laugh with the son of the Racho Echeke. But he will be either the love of the Sishim Hashov. And the love of the Sishim Hashov will be there even if he testifies falsely in court against the God, because he doesn't say the Achoyah. Now we say the Sheker. So when he testifies the Sheker in Kiddush HaChedesh, or he testifies the Sheker in court, whether against the Jew or against the God, he'll be either the love of the Sishim Hashov. In other words, so there are two Azores for Shinoah. One Azori is the lav of Lisele Chochel Bamech. Lisele Chochel Bamech. So Mele, that is only Shayach. That is only Shayach if he talks Lashon Hara against the Jew, not against the God. And a Jew, if he's an Eisim HaSamcho, is not here the lav of Lisele Chochel Bamech. Because Be'amech means Be'am Be'isim HaSamcho. That's a cloud. Whenever the Torah says Bamecho, it's a cloud. So it only applies to an Isim HaSamcho, not to somebody who is not an Isim HaSamcho. But the Medrash says that it's Oseh to talk Loshno against the Goy. Doesn't mean you can never talk Loshno against the Goy. But to talk Loshno against Goy just like that, without a purpose, is it involves Nisa Lashonara? What kind of Nisa Lashonara does it involve? It involves not the Nisa Lashonara of the Sile Chochel Bamecho. Bamecho means a Jew, not a Goy. So, and if somebody will talk against the Jew, he's a Roshen, he's a Mazamcho. So, he will not be able to laugh, even if he does it without any purpose. But, he'll be able to laugh of the Sisa Shemeshov, because Roshen, from the point of view of the Sisa Shimashov, Loshon Hara means Pshutei Kemashmoi, not Dafke, to be Midaba B'Kiddush Shel Chaver. In this talk, and to talk against people, Jew or not Jew, Eisim HaSamcho, or not Eisim HaSamcho, is in this talk. In this talk. So that's Loshon Hara. And the Nibul Peh is also Loshon Hara. Because from the point of view of Lisele Chochel Bamecho, Loshon Hara means talking against the Jew. Neisim HaSamcho. From the point of view of Lisele Shemashov, the meaning of Loshon Hara means Pshutei Kemashmoi, literally, Loshon Hara, evil talk. So of course, when you talk against the person, it's evil talk. When you talk indecent talk, Chassid Shalom, so of course it's most indecent talk. That's why the Abnei includes Nibute under this Afloshna. So it's not because of an essay, Le'yehoi L'choi Avaz Dibur, as the Mishnah Shalom says, or some say, which is altogether strange, it's only a Nisar of Novishus at all, which is inconceivable. From the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch, it appears that Nibul Peh is a terrible aver. It's not a, it's like somebody who shikas. Somebody who shikas is a Novishus at all. But somebody who talks to Nibul Peh is a novel godel against the Torah, not the Shusatah. Alright. But where is the Yisrael? The Yisrael is, as Rabbi Yehine says, this is not. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Yehine, in the Aliyah's Rabbi Yehine, in Bor Basra, and the Shari Tshuva, and the Shnir Saloshim, Chavetz Chaim mentions that. There is a Gemara in Erech, Kol Milse de Misapra, Baptist Lotte, Lesbim, Shul Nishnib, Selects. A difficult Gemara, what does it mean? You can talk Lashon Hara, all the Lashon Hara in the world, but you should say it in the presence of three people. In the Tantra. If the more people you mention Lashon Hara, the more terrible it is. So there are all kinds of pshat. All kinds of pshat. So Rabbi Yehine in Shari Tshuva, in Aliyah, Rabbi Yehine has one pshat that Kol Milse de Misapra da Petlote less than Mishnah Mishnah Bishe applies to people who are Rishonim, who are any Isi my son. So then they don't come within the lab of the Sele Chochel Bamech, because Bamech means the Isi my son. So sometimes it's even a mitzvah to talk Lashonah against them in order to prevent people from falling prey to their influence, but he has to do it in the most constructive way and in the most effective way. Otherwise, it's osa. So otherwise, it's osa. Why? Because of the Seil Chochel HaMeach? No. Because of the love of the Sisa Shem HaShem. Because then it's it talk. If you talk Lashon Hara against the Ne'isi Ma'isam Ho, for a purpose to prevent people from falling prey to their influence, so then it's not evil talk, it's good talk, it's nice talk. But against an asimaisam, so there is no heta, you know. Unfortunately, today people think that Rishi Shemayim can talk all the Lashon Hara in the world. All the Lashon Hara in the world. Let's say there are certain people who labor under the notion that to talk against Lubavitch is in success of the right. Why? So, after all, so what happened is there? Assuming that it's for a good cause, but nobody can say that Lubavitch Rebbe is not an Isim Aisam. I mean, one has to be off his mind to say that he's not an Isim Aisam. So there is no heta. But to talk to Lashon Hara against conservative rabbis, against reform rabbis, just like that, without a purpose, and that Lashon Shemayim is also evil talk. We have to talk when it's effective, not when it's not effective. So this is what Ramini says. If it's a question of talking Lashon Hara against the Ne'isi Maisamcho, so you should say it only in the presence of three. So then it will be effective. Then the person, the Roshe, against whom you talked, will not be able to say, oh, this person who talked against me, he's a big hypocrite. In my presence, he's so pleasant and so respectful. But in my absence, behind my back, he likes to give me a stab in the back. So, no purpose. So it's counterproductive. So it's evil talk. Evil talk. But if he says it, in other words, Es Rabiesi says, the Gemara mentions, Miyomai Leomarti Dova Vechazart Lachira. In other words, if he says, if somebody wants to make statements against conservative rabbis, he shouldn't say to anybody, confidentially, the reform rabbis are no good. But I don't want anybody to find out. Then it's evil talk. So he should say a dafke in the presence of fear. Ramanini says that. In the presence of fear and chavr islay, so then he'll know, the one against whom he talked will know that he's not a chinev, that he meant it sincerely, shem shemayim. Then it will have an effect. But otherwise, if not in the present, anyway, we see that there is a nisa lashon hara. I got off my tangent. So naganut that Rav Yehuda says is the lowest degree of lashon hara. It's lashon hara not under the love of the Sil Chochel Bamech, but under the love of the Sishimisha. This also in the evil talk, just to have tainus without the cause. So Mele, what the Sfos Lanta said is certainly true, but it's mentioned in the name of Sfos Lanta because of the after Rachakum Eicha. It's more than the after Rachakum Eicha. It comes within the after Rachakum Eicha also, but it's more than that. It Mashem came, so he couldn't say that anybody could become a Baldovo in any litigation. Let's say, suppose there is a Ruvein Shemocha Sodol Yishime Shaloi Bachrayas, and then so the, according to the second lotion of Abaye, so even if Shaloi Bachrayas, so the Eros Balchim the Ruvein Bitorat Mishimen. So Ruvein can become a Baldovo because of Tavonis. But suppose Ruvein is Mocha Sod Rishimen Shaloi Bachayis, if you also Balchayiv the Ruvein and he wants to tear Mishimen, then Yisocho is a very devoted friend of Shimon. Very devoted friend. In other words, they are like brothers. And then he'll come to Bezin. He'll say, I want to become a Baldovo. So then the Balchiv of Ruvein can say, Labadoni, yet it's none of your interest, you're nothing. Oh, he says, yes, it's my business, because I'm the best friend of Shimon. And if I wouldn't be a Baldin, he'll have such tarumis, he'll never forgive. He couldn't say that it comes Baldovo. In other words, so the pshat in the Gemara in Abayi is the domalei leyichalid lev lishimin tarum is a lie, because there it's not only that he'll have a right to have tarumis. The tarumis means that he's morally responsible to reimburse it, because after all he's mafsit, he wasn't mikabel machai. So, but still, if he sold a sode to Shimon, and Shimon paid $1,000 for the sode, shaloi bachas, then the Balchiv of Ruvein takes away the sode. So that means that Ruvein caused him damage, but he's not the chayiv to pay. If he doesn't reimburse him, so that means that he's a big chayte because he caused him damage. So mele, what it means, tarumesia doesn't mean just, as it was mentioned, the name of Sos Lanta, because he has a right to have tarumes. No, just because he has a right to have tarumes, so mele he can become Baldovo. Whoever heard a thing like that? And only in cases Al-Kadini's also because of after Rahak Meicha. So then he does not have he cannot become Baldova. Suppose there is, might be a situation where it will not involve any Naganut, it will not involve any Isel of after Achameicha. And the left. Does that mean just because it's Mutatev Tarumes, some Mele, he can become Baldova? Suppose there is a situation that moving Shemoch Asoda Lishimen, Shaloi Bachayes, Rosa Balchay the Ruvein, and the Torah Nishimen, and then there is a friend, let's say, of Shimen, his best friend, for whom we know Shimen was always Misa Nefesh himself. Then Shimen will certainly be allowed, even from the point of view of after Achameich or Tefta Oms. Why didn't he help him? Why didn't he help him? Whether he could help him or not, that doesn't mean that he'll become a Baldova. No, when it's become, because here in this case, even Shaloi Bachrayes, so there is a chiyuv to reimburse him, not to see the Shamai, because after all, he was Gerim Hefzete. There is no chiyuv of Mazik, because he was not Mazik Yadai. At most, it could be Krome. At most, it could be Krome. But so there is no chiyuv. Bezdin cannot be here to sech nechosav, but in such a case, Lotzizi the Shemaim will certainly be mechuyev to reimburse him because he caused him damage. What do you say?
Will Tfisa help if it's Lotzizi the Shemaim?
No, I don't mean the Lotzizi the Shemaim. Like coming the Ravni. Coming the Ravni is a real chiyuv. It's not just Lotzizi the Shemaim and mechuyev. It's a real chiyuv, except that Bezdin cannot enforce it, so Tfisa is effective. But here there is no chiyuv. It's not like the Shemayim, like by Kom de Rabne. Kom de Rabne is really a real chiyuv, except that Bezdin cannot mix. Bezdin cannot mix. But it's a real chiyuv. Here there is no real chiyuv. But there is another halacha. I'll tell you why, what kind of loss of Shemayim it is. Now, there is like the halacha of Pius mentioned in Chesh Mishpet. There's halacha. Ein Pius bitvorin. So if somebody is mivayish as chavir bitvorin, so he cannot collect money. And Tfis will not help either, because it's not a real chiyuv. But still, it's mentioned in Chesh Mishpet that he can demand pius. Pius. What is the aloha of pius based upon? I think the aloha of pius is based upon a Mishnah Achiv. The Mishnah Achiv says that on the base of the Aleph, So the Gemara says that if somebody is chiv l'chaver, he's mechuyev heidvor, even if he paid the heidvorim, so he can't have kapore until he asks him for mechir. So, what kind of aloha is it? I mean, is it the same thing that the Mishnah in Yume says that Ezudosh Reb Lezer ben Azariah b'fnei Hashem Titor Avira Shenonu Mokim Yim HaKippur Mechapa Avira Shenonu Chavere Yim Kerucha b'fnei Hashem Titor. So why do you? So there the Mishnah mentions a pasuk of the Hashem Titor. Here the Mishnah mentions the pasuk in Vayero, Gabi Avimelech. So it's a different pasuk. Now, Chavniyene in Shal Shuvah says, suppose a person that was either an Aveir, Bruno Chavir, and if it is an Aveir, let's say, where he becomes postulates. He becomes postulates. Let's say he was Chayvo B'Chaver. He becomes postulates. Because it's a Lafshi B'Malkes only if it's Toch, if it's more than Shove Pute. So we say, so that so generally speaking, so it's like an initially, but Edimzimimim and Chavole, so it's the other way around. But Tochas Mishavet Pute, so he gets Malkus. So really, if somebody is Chavol B'Chavir, Akoye Tochas Mishavet Pute, he's postulated, it wouldn't make sense to say that if he amputates his leg, he's not postulated. Just because there is no Malkus. In other words, for the Tlav, there is Malkus. But when there is Tashlumim, so there is Aloha in the Mleiki Bishal. So it's postulates. So Rambam says that if somebody was Chayvo B'Chaveiro, even if he paid Heid Vorim, he doesn't become Nedosh Tshuve, he doesn't become Kosher Leides until he's Mifayis as Chaveiro. So Mifayis Chaveiro doesn't mean he asks him Mechile. Mifayis Chaveiro means the sakinis amivis. So of course, if you insult somebody, you hurt someone, so until you ask Mechile, so you're not misakin amivis. When you ask Mechile, so then he realizes that you are sorry, so that's a rectification of wrong. But Pius does not mean just ask Mechile. It means to rectify the wrong. So that's the aloha. So in other words, here it's not, Pius is not a real mama. And Tfise will not be effective. By coming to Ravne, so Tfise is effective. Because it's a real real mama, except that Bezdin cannot be made in the Chosov. It's not most of the Bezdin, but it's a real real. Mashenkin here, let's say, in the case of someone who was me, who insulted Asian's dwarf, so then he can call him to a gentor and he can demand peace. How much should he pay? So in other words, he has to settle with him. There is no amount. Let's say because ain't Asian's dwarf, but he did a terrible thing, and Avir Mamul Chaveret, some melee in order to the ship. It's not a question of kapora. It's mafkir shem roshen. In other words, says mechuyif to the tshuva. So vis-a-vis binorim l'chaveirei, there are three elements in tshuva. Vis-a-vis binorim l'mokein, there are only two elements in tshuva. Charot elohava, kapora lahab. Vis-a-vis binorim l'chaveirei, there is a third element. Tikkun amuvas. Tikkun amuvas means he has to be meyecholim. Some melee, and if he's not in Mifayis him, so then he doesn't do tshuva, and he even remains postulatus. If it is a kind of an avera that makes him postulatus, let's say was chayvo b'chaveiro. So that's the basis for peace. So what I think mean the Sheyesh of Tagumles doesn't mean because he has a right to Tagumles. So what? He has a right. That doesn't make him into Baldovo just because he has a right to Tagumles. It's not Osam, it's after Amir. It means that there is a Mar Chiyuv. That's not a legal Chiyuv. But Alpidin is a Mar Chiyuv. What does a Mar Alpidin, a Mar Chiyuv mean? In other words, if he doesn't do it, so he's a Chayte. And he cannot be mafkir the Shem Chayti. So he's morally obligated al Pidin to reimburse him and to do everything to reimburse him so that he shouldn't suffer any loss. So that's why he's entitled to become a mother. But just because he has a right to have tarumes, so that wouldn't make him entitled to become a baldova in the Din Torah. Yes.
Because when a person sells a field, Shalom Bachrayas, the person's taking a chance. It's a business deal.
Yeah, it's a business deal.
And a business deal is a business deal. And if a person loses out,
Yeah,
from
his point of view, you're right.
He's paying less also, no?
But
isn't he paying less for the field?
He says so. Maybe yes, maybe no. That's one of the vicissitudes in the business practice. Maybe sometimes, if he's very practical businessman, so he'll pay less, and if he's not a very practical businessman, he'll sometimes even pay more too, you know. Just because of that. If the other guy is a very shrewd guy, so he'll pay more. I mean, that's part and parcel of the business practices of people. That varies from person to person and from situation to situation. But he certainly, if somebody is mecher sodi, if Reuven is mecher sodi rishim and shaloi b'achai, and then the balchev of Reuven takes it away from Shimon, who has given after to him. So he's not mechuyev, he's not legally mechuyev to him person, but he's morally mechuyev. What does morally mean? Morally means elinim chalei. He'll be a chaytei. He's a dirim hefzit l'chaveirei. He's mechuyev mitzat v'ato hoshif es ish es ish v'is talo v'atro k'novi yeftim m'fayis. That's the basis of the moral chiyuv of peace.
Well, Kiach Lichor is garden hefzit to himself. He shouldn't have bought the field. He knows that he's taking a shalva.
You could say that about every mazik v'yadayim also. Suppose somebody leaves his chafotzim in a place where it's not shamor, and then another person comes in his mazikim. You could also say he was gay, it's true, he was gay and messed himself, but that doesn't. So in other words, one wrong does not justify another one.
So what's the difference between Rishav Bechayash and Shalai Bechayash? The only difference is Bidei Adam, whether he's Chayav or not?
No, whether it's a legal chiyuv or a moral chiyuv. But there is a moral chiyuv. And when I say moral chiyuv, I don't mean midas things. No, I don't mean midas things. I mean he's a chayte. He's a mazik. But not a mazik in the sense that he's legally mechuyev to pay. But he's morally mechuyev al pidin. If he doesn't reimburse him, he's a chayte. He did an aver. What kind of an aver? Of mazik. Of gerim hefzit aver. That's why he can become older. All right. Now let's see the tastes. I got nothing to tell you, but I think it's important to know. Dine hu dozel ribein kaftoye dine bade bim teima rein af dem Dine ha kol mashu yoche ruvein bitein tamino lishim I tamino. Oh, I didn't even go over the Rashi. All right. Oh. No, in Shtoye Dine Bade di Balcheid li Salke, the Rashi is very difficult. Superficially. In Shtoye Dine Bade di Balcheid Lisalke meisi karaka bidvor im yeshli yehuve in shum tvi al balchei lema peratir ki kaimulon di misach shvues di afo gavu noki shtore i omale yishtabu li peraticho bo yishtabu his kashi is in rafsinika. So in other words, teisves is the kashi, what's enough to mean whether Reuven becomes a baldovo or Reuven does not become baldovo. Anyway, any time that Reuven could be taken, so Beznu be taken for Shimon anyway. So of what avail is the fact that Reuven becomes bothered? Apparently, Rashi was bothered by the same Kashi. So Rashi says, "V'kumishtoy din ebadei debalcheiv v'isalki meisi karaka bitvov." Yes, the Reuven shum tvi al balchei ve lema peraticho. The kaimon misach shvuyes. The afaga v'noki shtore. The omer li yishtabu peraticho bo yishtabuye. Now, so there is a gemara in shvuyes that if Reuven is malve to Shimon $1,000, and there is a Mule Bishtar, and Ruven produces his star. So then Shimon cannot say Paratich, because Tob Yodem Abba. If it's in Valpe, he's Nemon to say Paratich. But if it's Mule Bishtar, Ruven produces his star, so it's not. So Shimon, again Shimon, so Shimon cannot say Praticho, because the fact that Ruven is able to produce a star is a raya that he didn't pay him, because had he paid him, he would have surrendered the star. How come Ruven has possession of the star? But even though Shimon cannot say Praticho, because Tob Yodem Abba, but Shimon has his chus to say to Ruven, you say that you didn't pay, why didn't you take his food? That you didn't get paid. You says that I didn't pay you, take his food. And if Ruven refuses to take his way, if he didn't get paid, so in spite of the fact that he has the right of Tov Yodem my boy, so Ruven cannot collect. So that's a special halacha. But only if Shimon says and demands Ishtav Lele Pratich. So that's Rashi's terrors. Because Rashi was also bothered by the kasha of all Rishayim. Of what significance is the fact that Ruven can become Baldor? What difference does it make? Comes Baldor or doesn't become Baldor? What difference does it make? Is it in Torah? So the best, any time that Ruven could be taken, had he been in Baldor, so Besdin will present that time on behalf of Shimon, even if Ruven does not participate. Because Tehani Yasme, Tehani Likuches. So Mele, since the Likeach, if Ruven, the Mecher, had any kindness, so without Ruven becoming a Baldover in the Dintor, Besdin will present all these times. So what do we gain by Ruven becoming a Baldover? So Rashi says, we gain this. Suppose if Ruven does not become a Baldover, then since the Baal Chayv Ruven produces Ishtar against Shimon Elikeach, some Mele, Shimon cannot say Ishtar Bolele Praticho. Only the Levi himself can say, has his chus to say Ishtar Bolele Praticho. But Elikeach of the Levi, who doesn't even know, it's always a Tanya Shemo. He doesn't have the chus of saying Ishtav Le Praticho. But if Ruven becomes Baldovo, then Ruven will be able to say Tanis Bori, I know that I paid you. Why, how is it that I didn't surrender the Shtar? Because you forgot to demand it. Things like this happen in the world. So Mimele, in this case, if that happens to be the truth, and if Ruven becomes Baldover, he'll be able to say to the Baal Chayv of Ruven, Ishtabeli Dele Praticho. But if he doesn't become Baldover, he'll not be able to say. But it's very difficult. This chus of the Levi saying to the Malve Bishtar, Ishtabeli Praticho, is only his chus, only if he demands it. But there is a Mishnah Mifreshes in Shavuos, a Nifroi Nechosim Mishabodim Ela B'Shavuos. So that's a Shavuos Midivrei, whether he demands it or he doesn't demand it. A Baal Chayv cannot collect from a Likeach or from Yisayim unless he takes a Shavuos. He doesn't even have to demand it. So what does Rashi say? That's the the difference whether Reuven becomes Moldova or not. Because if Reuven becomes Moldova, he'll be able to demand Yishuv. And if Reuven doesn't become Moldova, he doesn't have to demand, because then it's a Mishnah Mefarashis. In Ephraim, Chosim, Shabbatim, that means from Rikiah, Ella Bishvur. But if you'll see the Mekiyasef and this Gemara, so you'll see the Mekiyasef explain it, explain the Rashi, without mentioning the Rashi. The third big line at the end. The Balchid is Halkin Mason Kaka the Dwell. Kigain Sheyesh the Ruven Shunsti al Balchid Lema Paticha. The Kanulam Sahishwes, the Afogavi Yokish Dore, the Omale Stablu Paticha, Boyish Tabui, the Afogav the Abuli Poram Hosum Shibodi, the Tora Elobishwe. In other words, it's a Mishnah for Rashis. So why do we need to Reuven's involvement in the Baldava? The Shimon Patalim is for that Baldava. Because suppose that at the time of the Alvoye, when Reuven lent Shimon, he knew the Bishtar, $1,000, so Shimon said, I exempt you from the Shvuye of Ishtabele Pratich. So Mele, if Reuven will not become Baldova, then he'll lose, because he couldn't say he has to swear because of the Shvuye submission, because he parted him. But if Reuven does become Baldova, then Reuven will be able to demand the Shvuye. So there's the purpose. So we see that Mekiyasef explained the Rashi. Alright, now let's see the Teshuva. Dinehu de'ozol huveim v'komishtoi dine barei v'im teima. My love to me, call my she yochal Reuven little Tamil Elishime, the Tamil Lekeach, the Henry Yisemi, Ben Poa Ben Mizuye, Utsriche Likim, the Lago Helishav Kishai Mukhobel, with her get poshut, Namimuhake, the Koma, Shrivra, Shamamon, and Yodi, Omatnu Nasin, Lematnu Nasin, Omekale bin Nokastor, Omatnu Kaimli Story.
Shimon partnered the Balcho from the Shvua of that you have to take on Echasim Shibadim.
Yes.
But on the other Shvua, so there's no Shail, the Shvua that's mentioned that Reuven could, if he would be able to Mishtah,
he didn't partner.
But
that's right.
But that only Reuven could.
That's right, only Reuven.
Why wouldn't we say Taninan on that Shvua?
It's not Shaykh to say Taninan. Taninan is Shaykh to say, when a person has a tiny, his name. Here, it's not that his tiny is name. He has his chus to demand this for you, but he's not name. Tamina is only shayach and something that the father, the meirish, had mnemonis. But here, if Ruve had pneumonia, the son saying, Piraticho. So then we could say that. But he has no pneumonia to say Piraticho because of the Chocha story of my boy. But he can demand this way. It's not Shayach to say Tanina. Tanina is only Shayach, and Itaine, the Meirish, the Meirher, would be Nemo, would have credibility. Would be Nemo. But here, it's not Shayach to say. He's Nemo what? To say, Ishtabu Pratucha, that's his chush to demand this way. To demand this way. But it's not. It's not a tiny of the mones. That's his chus. There is no aloche that we give all the chusi that the mecher has to the liker. You'll say mamach hamishin shir, but that's something else. Here it's not a chus to be potter of pain or. But it's only zchus to demand this way, so he can't apply the aloche of mamoch harishin sheni because zchus it over here. So maybe it's not shayach to say that. But if Ruvin becomes a mordechai, then Bin Tzias will save the situation because he'll say ishtabu patichon, and he will not be willing to swear falsely. All right. Vim tema mein af gemine me ha kol mas yo ha guven lisen tanino li shimen tanino le keach ve chen li yisein bin paua bin yisuye u tzrich ha yikir di labo ha mishav kishai mo chobari u fere get poshut namen mo chakke di koma shrim ra shamamonu u tlenu bi yodi amatnu neistin lo yamatnu eineistin u mukale gnoka chtore amatnu kaimli chtore lo yamatnu lo ikamli chtore maschen tanu yasme bizuye fe kamen tsia rach fe chein ein lima di naftimine sheid of shal bal chiv krevi mi ruve inu chikim nishime naftimine would be suppose the bal chiv brings edim that is that Ruvein that Ruvein owes him money, so but the Eidim are craving the Ruvein, but the Shimen they are a chayki. Some male does it big nothing. So if Ruvein does not become a Baldovar, since they are a chayki in the Shimen, so the Balchev of Ruvein will be able to collect the Sode from Shimon, because they are a chayk. But if it comes Baldovo, so then they are craving to the Baldovo, so the Bezdin cannot be Mikabalayis. So he says, no, we couldn't say that. Dol Shimon name yechen loit, kibn di tov le mishimen, ozl bosal guven. Some mele, it's English about the mitzoso, but the kul. The taste mentions the Gemara matters. V'chein, we couldn't say nafki mineis im yearly shimen eidim shemi eidim schuse. The other way around. Suppose shimen has eidim to that they say that he doesn't owe him money. He paid whatever. Shimon has aiding that Ruvein does not owe the money to the Baal Chayiv because he paid a Chayiv, or there was no Chayiv altogether, whatever. Shemidin l'ishusin. So merely if Ruvein will not become Baal Dovo, so the aiding cannot testify because they are craving of Shimon. But if he will become a Baal Dovo, then they'll be able to testify. Then craving it soon, so that's why it's not minute. So he says, no, even if he doesn't become Baldovo, since if they are craving to Shimon, some melee, even if Ruvin becomes a Baldovo, they'll still be postuloid. Why kidn yishrevach l'shimen shemamid akar kabiyod? Kidimuchach pisif per kamele makis gabiloye vituvye Craving door of ave. Possibly I feel like I believe you now. You should rest and leave us the mold of us out. The way Rashi and Tesis is explaining more, there was a case that Ruvain borrowed, let's say, $1,000 from Shimon. Shimon is a Malve, Ruvain is a Levi. And Levi was the Orf. And then two Eidim tests, and the, according to Rashi and Tesis and the Balamoy here, the Gemara has reference to Eid Alvoy. The Eidim testified that Ruvain borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and Levi undertook to be a surety, to be an Orf. And then the Eidim, Loy Vituvie, were the Eidim who testified on the Alvoy and on the harvest of Levi. So, but they were, Loy Vituvie were first cousins of the Orf, but they are not first cousins of the Levi in the Malvi. So Rafope thought, since at that time he did not demand any payment from the Oref, because if somebody is an Oref, so he mitvoim in Oref Trilo. So first he has to try his remedies against the Levi. And here he did not call the Oref Levi to his Torah. He called, Shiben called Ruvain to him Torah. Ruvain was the Levi, and they were not craving of the Levi or the Malve, so Rav Poppe wanted to be Mekabalis. So Rav Nebrid Rav Yishuri said no, because it seems Mishum Dechilesli Levi Ozl Malve Bosar Arve Samemele his posel even Ligabi Levi Malvos. So we should explain on the basis of Eidi Shabbat and Mishchor Shabbat Lakul. Eidi Shabbat and Mishchor Shabbat Lakul. So in Mele, the question is, so what significance is Ruvain's involvement in Baldovo? Because even in that case, the apostle anyway, even if he doesn't become a Baldovo. V'yei Shleima, dinafkimine l'ray achrein, kin shom ha-shimen ein l'eidi, v'ein l'ray, ולאחז מהמוצרי או ידים תשעים אין סורס ספשו על אוכל that he loses the schus since he mentioned ידים so mele he cannot win unless he produces ידים even though other ראיס let's say חזוקה דמושונים would be sufficient by itself but since he mentioned that he has ידים so it's aloche, it breaks his chus. In other words, chazoke, of course, chazoke is a good rai, but it's not as good a rai as Eidim is the best rai in the world. So if he didn't claim at the time in the Torah, I'm able to produce Eidim, then he would be able to win the Torah on the basis of chazoke also. But since he asserted that he has Eidim, so then he loses the schus to win the Torah on the basis of Chazok. So here too, Ekshom Hashim in the Eidim in the Rai, Ulach Azma Motzerai, Oy Eidim, the Shimon Yochel Aviyam. Shimon Yochel Aviyam, for Ruvain shall Yomar, Ein Leidim, Yochel Aviyam, Inamek in Shitain, the Bezn, Godel Kazline, Vishimon Mosul Mitrach Memuvi. All right, now let's see the Gemara Maps. It's not so pashit. This Gemara Maps. Zion and Aleph, the first line. Ilui vituvie krevi da'ar v'havi. Sovar af popa le meimar gabelevi umalve rechikim. Omale Ravune Breda Rav Yeshua Le Rav Pope Ilesli Leve Lav Bosar Arvozl Malve. So Mimele, so what? So in other words, that means so it's Yiddish about Mitzoso Botlakul. Even though right now they're not demanding from the Orev anything. But suppose the Leve does not have any funds. So then the next step will be that the Malve will be able to call the Orev to the Torah. So Mele, the Eidim of Luye Vituvie, who right now it seems they're not testifying against the Orev, but Al Pidin it's considered that they are testifying against the Orev also. So they are testifying not only against the Leve, they are Rechekim, they are kosher ladies to the Leve, but they are testifying against the Orev too. So Mimele, so it's like the Yerushalmi in Gittin. Hakesif nechosof lishnei me'odam v'yoyedim kreivim lozeh u'rechekim lozeh. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Rish Lakish says, since Ligabe Letzi Ruvain rolled his star and he was makni his nechosim to Shimon and Levi, and the Eidim are craving of Levi, but of Shimon not. So Rish Lakish says, Shimon is able to be Kenan nechosim, even though they testify against Levi too. We don't say Yiddish about Mishosa Batlokula. And Rabbi Yechanan says, no, since the Yiddish is bottle gabe Levi, so Yiddish about Mishosa Batlokula, it's bottle gabe Shimon too. And most Roshanim, except for Rabbi Nefraim and Rabbi Yeyal, pass more like Rabbi Yechanan, because whenever there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. So the halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan. So this is the same thing. In other words, since in the case where the Levi doesn't have any funds, so then the next step will be that the Malve will go and call to the Torah the Orev. So it means right now, even though he's not Ibaldovar, he's not called to Torah, the Orev, but the Eides of the Eidim of Lovi Tuvia is an Eides against the Korev too. So Mele, Eides Shabbat Mishas, what they call like Rabbi Yechon Yerushalm. Now let's see. Now in Phantasis it's Mashma, that he explains the Gemara like Rashi. In other words, so it's mashma, the Tesis agrees with Rashi's pshat that here it was Eide Alvoy. Let's see the Rosh marks. Yud Gimu. Iloye v'tuvye kreve da'av ha'ave. Shavar ha'chpapel imeima agabelevi umalve chichei kenim. Omer ravune breit rav Yeshua ilese leve lav bosar arvoz pir sherashe did alvoy ha'ave vidam yelehodi Yerushalmi kosaf nechosaf v'shnei me'odom. Vaidim Shirim Lose Upsum Lose Ochaname Kidin Dilu Lesley Leve Leozubas Arve in Kinichta Fashtara Leve Valorev Vichim di Psul Norev Psulim Afle, because Yiddish about Mutsos of Lokom. Varaivet so Rashi applies it to Yid Alvoy. The Raivet is Chelikan Rashi. And the Raivet says that there was not Yid Alvoy, but Eide Hidoye Shaloipa. In other words, here there was a Nuve Bishtar, and in the Shtar it was mentioned that Ruvein lent Shimon $1,000. Lent Shimon $1,000. The Shimon is a Levi. and that Levi undertook to be an Orav, a surety. That was all mentioned in the Shtar. Now, the question is, he produces the Shtar, and the question is, was it paid or not paid? So he produces the Shtar, Reuven produces the Shtar against Shimon, and Shimon says it was paid. How is it here, the Shtar? All right, I forgot to take it away from him. So now, Iluya Vituvie, what he did, who testified that in their presence, Reuven was made to Shimon so Shimon was made to Reuven. Shimon is the Levi. So Shimon, in their presence, they even testified that in their presence, Shimon the Levi was made to Reuven that he didn't pay up the debt yet. But these Eidim happened to be Krevim of Levi, though. This is how the Ravid explained. V'Ravid Kosav Shetanisein Aliski Peroi Kishoma Levi Limalve Pratich Uvitaini Zun Niftaorev. How is it Vitaini Zun Niftaorev? After all, Sinuli Bishtar. So how can it be Nemun to say Paraticho? Stop Yore, my boy. The answer is, there's a machlekes in Gemara where the mid bishtar shikosfei is source the kaime or in source the kaime. We pass the like mandoma mid bishtar shikosfei in source the kaime. So in Mele, if Reuven produces a shtar shein mikuyim against Shimon, and Shimon says that he paid it. So, but he paid it. In other words, he admits that it's not Mizuv. So then we pass by the Mandoma, mid Bishtar Shikosvim Tzoch Lekaime. So since he had a Mige, he could have said it's Mizuv. So then he couldn't have collected because there are no Edikir. So even though he admits that it's not forged, but he claims that he was paid, so his Nemon, with the Miguel that he could have said Mizuyev against the Yechoche of Tovyad Madboy. In other words, the Yechoche of Mige is stronger than the Yechoche of Tovyad Madboy. And we pass by that. So that's what Dravid means.
Doesn't have to be talking about a style if you're the Ravid.
Alright, but you'll soon see that the Ravid applies it to Shtar. We'll soon see. That's why I mentioned. For I would cause Hafshet and say, my least keep a boy, to show my label in Malve Pratich, of it tiny soon if there are it. They eat him Shaloi Pore. What do you mean Shaloi Pore? How can they even testify? Loi Pore, Loi Reino in a Rai. The answer is, it means, that's what the Rai says. The Rosh doesn't mention it. In other words, Eide Idoi, that in their presence, Shimon, the Levi, so admitted was made to Reuven the Malve that he still didn't pay up with it. Ve'ive edim shori por, v'nim tzor of mischayev. So in other words, so Rav Poppe felt that since right now Reuven is not demanding anything from Levi Orev, because in Ifroim Orev Trilo, and right now he's calling whom to enter. Shimon is calling him into, not Levi, Samuel, and the Iluya Vituvia are craving to Reuven and Shimon, Samuel, he can collect. So Avondre Avishua said no, I suppose he doesn't have any funds, so then the next step will be to call Levi to into. And then the Eidim will be possible because the Louis Vituvia are craving of Levi. So Mele, even now that he doesn't call Levi to the Torah, but the Eides by Louis Vituvia is an Eides against Shimon, and it's an Eides against Levi. So since it cannot be Mikubul against Levi the Orev, because they are craving, so he is a good source of Batlakula. For I would go off, she said, I'm saying, I'll just keep going, she shall only be mal with Pratich, or we tiny zoom if the Orev, they wait in Shalipore, we need to Orev Mishayev, we in Tema, we name the Gabi Levi Shalipore, we name the Gabi Orev, the Palgina di Bore. Mit der Habe Ayi, die Perikambi Saner, Plinere, Wanne Lezeni, Huwe Acham Staff und Hörgei, die Palgin und die Bure, der Korre wie Zlatzmei, wenn die Meise Masme Roche, wir kriegen die Ferge der Bere her, Bab Nisse, das sieht die Betrisade, Chadom Arisi Beribuse, wie Chadom Ali die Diusi Beribuse, und Pasle Rovele Bab Nisse, mich im Dorm Korre wie Zlatzmei, so Palgin und die Bure, und mit allen diesen Beribusen beleuchtet die, wie kein Bi, wo man es Eche Bova Marakti Libailo, Shalisha Zushimassine iso, die Mamnino Ishenerak, wie Loishe Hu Hoge, Hochaname Liflik di Bure, Lemnelik Abeleide, wie Loilich Juwort. So der Rosh ist die Kasche gegen der Reibit. Gegen der Reibit. Why do we say Idische Potenzial Super Lokulo? Just as if you don't say Yiddish, but we just about a kula. By playing a if I'm going to say me, so then we say Palgin and the Bore. True that a person says that Plaini was Reveyami. Reveyami. So Mele and the same. So that means, according to his own statement, himself is a Rosh. Yosever am Mishkafsho, Berotz. So it's a very of skill. So still, who we acham staff on her, if together with that person there's another aid who say that Plaini was Reveahim, Lirzene, or Plaini was Reveahim, some Mele, was Reveahim, some Mele we can Mikabel Deides to Mechayev Misa the Plaini. But not him. Because there's a split that God. True, he says, Plaini Revan Lirzeini, that the Plaini was Reveyami, but he says in effect two things. First of all, that the Plaini is a Reveya. Does it make any difference? The identity of the Nirva, what difference does it make? What his name is. It can be, his name can be a thousand different ways, but as long as he testifies that the plane is a Revea with the Niova. So, and then he says another item, that who is the Niova? He is the Niova. So that item that is the Niova we reject, and the item that the plane is the Revea we accept. So here too, according to the writer's shop, that Iluye Vituvie testified. Iluye Vituvie testified that Ruvain lent $1,000 to Shimon, and that Levi